Yoim Shlishi B'Shabbos, Parshas Tzav, Shir 3, 31, Parak Chafhei, Pasuk Ches. Very interesting Pasuk. Toiv V'Yashar Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shalom is Toiv, and he is Yashar. He's good, and he is Yashar. Al Kain, Yoyre Chataim Badarach. Therefore, he guides the Chataim Baderech, he guides them the proper path, how they could do tshuva. Sorry. So what's the pasuk saying? Pasuk is saying that since a good person, so to speak, we'll use a mashal for a person, a good person is constantly looking to be meitiv, to guide people and help them grow and pull away from their averus. The Rebbeinu Shalom is Toiv Yashar. The Rebbeinu Shalom is Toiv. He wants to be Meitiv, and he's Yashar. He wants to be Miyashar. He wants to straighten out an individual. And therefore, he guides Chataim Badarach. He guides them in the proper Derech. Now, Chataim are generally people that do Shoigigim, people that are lost. A Chaita is a lost fellow, generally. Chaita, the Gemara says, a Shoigig. So since the Rebbeinu Shalom is a Toiv Yashar, he guides the chataim in the derech. Now, the reason why we use the term derech is because, what does it mean, the path? Because we're not talking about a maze, we're not talking about a guy that chaps, that he's doing something wrong. We're talking about a person that pashut lost his way. He's a chayta, he's a shaygig. And since the Rebbeinu Shalom is a tayvi yasher, he helps a person properly on the derech. Now, how does the Rebbeinu Shalom do that? Like, where do we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yayre chataim badarech? So the answer is that the Rebbeinu Shlom is constantly sending a person messages. And we just have to listen out for the messages. The Rebbeinu Shlom is constantly sending an individual messages. That I'm here, and I'm waiting for you. The Rebbeinu Shlom constantly sends those messages to individuals. And that's how he's Yerech HaTam Badarach. To help a lost soul, so to speak, go on the Derech. And it's our job to listen to the Yair that the Rebbeinu Shalom sends us, but the Rebbeinu Shalom is constantly sending us messages to help us, to help guide us, to help a person recalibrate his path in life.